Hi, I'm up at the castle, Edinburgh Castle, today to interview Colin McGinty, the Whisky and Finest Foods supervisor, just on the tastings that they've been doing up here. So just to get started, can you please give me a little bit of background information about you at Edinburgh Castle and your role?
Hi, yeah, well, I joined the castle as a seasonal employee in April last year, April 2014. As a retail assistant. My background is retail. I've been in retailing on the high street for approximately 25 years. Was made redundant. Took a seasonal job, identified Historic Scotland as an organisation I wanted to get involved with. And fortuitously landed in the retail outlet at the whisky shop. My background isn't whisky, it was books, retailing. But the similarity between it is phenomenal. There's a story to tell behind every whisky. And I like that aspect of it. Relatively new to whisky, I've always drank it, but not necessarily appreciated it. And now I'm beginning to appreciate whisky more and just see, you know, the great product that it is from, you know, the experience that I've had so far in the whisky shop. So started off as, you know, the seasonal, and then was made full-time permanent supervisor as of July of 2014, and from then on in have kind of really been given free rein-ish to just keep the business going and try and expand it and grow sales on it.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so what are the best selling whiskies at Edinburgh Castle?
Well, there's quite a number. In the liqueurs front, which is what we've been predominantly pushing on the tasting front because it's an easier product for visitors to taste. So, I mean, on the liqueur side, we've got Brewdar and Columba Cream, both from Perthshire, from the Scottish Liqueur Centre, that do phenomenally well. On top of those, or beneath those, we have like the likes of Stroma from Old Pulteney Distillery. Stag's Breath, again, is another one from, you know, up Newton Moor, up in the Central Highlands. When we have the representative down doing their bespoke tastings, it works phenomenally well. So liqueur is probably driving the top-end sales. Underneath that, you know, we have like the standard whiskies, things like Balvenie, a great Speyside, a well-known Speyside, continually sells. Edinburgh Castle, our own brand Edinburgh Castle, we make a point of promoting in that it's a unique gift for our visitors in that the branding is there with Edinburgh Castle. It's a Highland 10-year-old malt, and we have tasting stock just to persuade or sway those swithering visitors whether they should buy it or not. And it is, it's a very pleasant, light, woody whisky to enjoy. On the kind of deeper range, you know, we have our high-end goods that are predominantly, you know, crowd pours. For instance, we sold our Highland Park 40-year-old during the summer to one gentleman from Hong Kong. Who in the end had a single purchase spend of just over £12,000, which is exceptional, but it just indicates the sort of value that whisky is there, you know, from a £1.50 miniature bottle, a novelty bottle, to, you know, a £6,500 bottle plus, you know, yeah. It's a market that is so wide and varied that you have your specialist collector and whisky buffs. And you have your visitors who are just looking for that unique Edinburgh or Scottish souvenir. So, you know, there are bestsellers all the way through the different ranges and different styles, and our job is really just to try and match what that visitor is looking for in terms of taste. We always get asked what's the best whisky, and predominantly our reply is whichever one you like the best is the best whisky. We can indicate some well-known brands that we have from our limited range, and we do state that this, what we have in the whisky shop, is just a snippet of what's actually available out there. But we do try and represent, you know, a good cross-section of the five different regions and, you know, promote those.
Definitely.
So, yeah, we have our personal favourites, which we always fall back on. The Islay malt that we have at the moment called Eilidh, it's just... Yeah, the examples of, you know, great Isle of Malt that we tend to try and, you know, promote just because on taste we like this one, and it's a relatively unique one in that it's a private bottling. It's probably not known as well out in the whisky world. And people who like Isle of Malts, they're predominantly smoky peaty, actually are surprised how pleasant and, you know, full-bodied this whisky is. And price-wise, it's a great one. It's a sub-£30 malt whisky, and that seems to appeal to the canny buyer. On, you know, the novelty side, I've mentioned the £1.50 bottle that we sell, you know, by the bucket load. And it's a great, you know, joke, but also quite a nice little souvenir. And there's a Dalmore, there's a Glengoyne, and there's a Big Pete. In the little triple packs that we sell, and they just fly out. You know, we can't keep enough of them. Another great one and unique one is the castle-shaped bottle that we have with a Highland malt in it. It's not necessarily bought for your whisky. It's more for the novelty factor and the suit, and you're a great souvenir of the profile of Edinburgh Castle in a bottle. And finally, you know, we sell pot stills. Again, a little still with a tap and a couple of glasses. It's a great novelty, and I don't know how many I've sold to the Colombians this year, but it seems to be the thing to have on your bar in Bogota. that you've arrived, you've got your Scottish whisky, a mini pot still sitting there, and we, you know, sell those over and over. Another good bestseller with us is our local whisky, or what we call Edinburgh's one, which is Glenkinchie, which we again promote because it's often overlooked because it is a lowland malt. But again, it's a beautifully light, you know, young tasting whisky. And, you know, from a visitor's perspective, if they can't get up north, it's a great distillery to go and visit. It's such a really nice visitor centre there, and we, you know, try and promote that just to push the visitor sideways rather than heading north. As I say, if they've got limited time, it's one of the best little distilleries close by to take in and get a great experience there.
Yeah, brilliant. So we've also heard that you've been doing a lot of whisky tastings recently. What led to you start doing these regular tastings up at the castle?
Predominantly, that's what we're there for. We're there to give people, you know, enhance the experience is the official term, but actually to make their visit memorable. You know, for me it's about giving people the opportunity. We have tasting stock, so let's push that out there and let people taste. Whisky is all about taste. It's not about how it looks. For some people it is, you know, the kudos of buying a high-end bottle and putting it in a cabinet and adoring it. But for us, it's to introduce the taste of whisky. Or for me, it's all about the taste. And I'm still discovering my taste and my palate. And if we start, people, we hopefully have, you know, whisky buffs for life or whisky fans for life, in that we've given them the opportunity to dip their toe in the world of whisky and go away with, you know, hopefully a pleasant experience. Isn't always the same. I've had some great, you know, explosions from visitors. There's one Brazilian man in particular that I can remember that, you know, the effect that the whisky had on him, he just wasn't expecting. And we've found that actually when you do a full malt tasting, it can be a hit or a miss whether the customer enjoys that experience and the visitor enjoys that thing. So we've kind of gone back to liqueurs as the gentle way in of tasting whisky. It still is a malt whisky base, but it's a liqueur, sweetened with honey. And we predominantly stick with those in that they are easier and gentler on the palate. And it seems, you know, we have great fun with it. You know, make light of it, and you know, people enjoy, I think, the experience of coming in and actually going out with something that they actually like the taste of, and might not be a, you know, a thoroughbred whisky, but it's a step in the right direction of just enjoying that.
Yeah, and educating people.
It's educating, yeah. And it is. We, you know, I'm still a believer in, you know, whisky isn't for men; it's for people. It's for people. It's for taste. That's what it's about. And we often get the comments made that, well, it's a ladies' one. And it's like, no, I still retort back that it's for anybody who likes the taste of it.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
No problem.